Are you all right? How was your day? How's life? Just wanted to know if you're doing all right. So let's begin with the cliche. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Naina's Nazar, where you see life through my eyes. Actually, hua kya na? I had already scripted and recorded this episode, but self-satisfaction bhi kuch hota hai na. Therefore, sorry for the delay. So without wasting even a single second, let's just jump right into the issue. You already know it's emotions. भाई कहाँ से शुरू किया जाए? There's so much to talk about. और मैं क्या बताऊँ? मैं तो दिन रात रोती हूँ. To be honest, I should be the last person you should hear from about emotions. I don't get them honestly. So to make things easier for us to talk, I have narrowed down this issue to just maturity in this episode. And I wish to share with you the stuff I found out about emotional maturity while personally practicing and researching about it. The big problem about identifying and solving emotional issues is that they are invisible. Physically, it's so easy to know a person's maturity level merely by glancing at them. On a psychological level, who knows, you might be interacting with an emotional infant. And who knows, on an individual level, you might be killing it professionally. But your emotions might be a mess. So today, in this episode, I've brought you 6 signs of emotional maturity. Without any further ado, number 1 is जब आप टीवी रिमोट पर खुद से कवर चढ़ा देते हो. Just kidding. It is creating healthy boundaries. A lot of people I know talk about not being able to say no. We've all been there. And then they are stuck at doing things that takes huge toll on their happiness. The best thing I have learned so far is saying no to certain things. Saves a lot of time and energy. So why do boundaries help? Because by saying no, you take a stand for yourself and save yourself a lot of effort. It's not at all offensive to create some healthy lines that should not be crossed. Tell people what you're not comfortable with and see the difference in your own mind space. Number 2 is identifying your emotions. Very difficult to begin with. 2 things work here. First is feeling that particular emotion and at the same time detaching away and identifying it. It's so easy to give up on any emotion. So it's 3 a.m. in the morning and you're crying and crying and feeling like a complete loser. But again, I should be aware that I am feeling pain and it's good to release it and not let it build. Correctly identifying emotions and knowing the reason is actually very helpful in solving problems. Just naming them is healing in itself. Doesn't matter, maybe those can be insecurity, jealousy, anger, sorrow, can be anything. Just work on knowing what's going on. Number 3 is when we can admit that we are wrong. Taking responsibility can be very difficult, especially when done something wrong. Being able to apologize on our part in a situation can release a hell lot of burden from your heart. Being angry or just forgetting about it and moving on will not solve the ultimate problem. Work on admitting that I was wrong in my part and then repair the damages it has done to the relationship. Ek hi to word hai sorry. Just say it na. Number 4 is when you're slow to react. Bahut aasan hai just to react impulsively and create a further mess. That's where maturity is separated. You can say that slowing down your response in a heated situation can bring out your own thoughtfulness and prevent you from saying something you can't take back. You might feel like bashing that person and showing him his real place, but no, stop. Maybe they're yelling because they're going through something even they can't process. That does not justify that you can yell too. Take a breath, think and then react. Koi train nahi chhoot rahi hai. Number 5 is when you're able to communicate your needs clearly. People cannot read our minds. We ourselves sometimes don't know what we are thinking. How can we expect others to do so? It's so important to clearly and humbly ask for what we want. It can be as simple as telling your roommate to stop talking so loud or telling your best friend to stick with you at that party. Life becomes so easy when we clearly tell people what we need. Otherwise, we expect and then people don't do it and then broken expectations and a chain reaction of drama. Just say it clearly and calmly. Number 6 is the ability to take decisions. A mature person knows what is right and best for them. He doesn't have to seek validation from an outside source. Just like number two, he knows his emotions, his needs and his wants and works upon them. So these are the signs of an emotionally mature being. I am though definitely not one. But time will teach us all eventually. Did I miss out something? Just let me know. You know how to reach me. I hope you're liking what I come up with every week. If you have any podcast ideas or if you want me to talk about something, directly message me on Anchor. I'm always available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public and Pocket Casts as well. Keep listening. Until then, all the positive vibes.